biscuit. Welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Dank.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Dooley.
I'm going to edit the background music so you can't hear yourself laughing in the intro there, Chin. Just for you.
I don't even laugh.
Yeah, right.
I think it was Dool.
Nothing's even funny to me.
Yeah,
okay.
The record will show that Chinchilla was laughing.
Let the record show.
Well, the contributors will know that Chinchilla was laughing. Everybody else won't. Oh, well, I guess now they will. Anyways, yeah. I am back from vacation. It feels so good to be back.
So good not to have to intro the show.
I know. I listened to the show, and you're like, hello. And welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha.
Brought to you by the letter Fusion X.
Law. All right, well,
I got faith in English and that are not bad.
This is going to be a very short show. In fact, I think
it's already over.
No, I think we might go for the shortest episode so far. What do you guys think?
I'm not going to keep talking about short episodes.
Let's go. That's true. What do we have to do? What do we have to do to have the shortest ever? So I think our first episode was 39 minutes, and I think that's what we have to be, because I don't remember having...
You looked that up, right? You didn't, like, just know that?
No, yeah, I looked it up. I looked it up really quick. I think that's what we have to beat. I don't think we've ever had a show shorter than that. So we shall see. We shall see. Let's move right over into Play Online News.
There's nothing, but there's a mention.
Cricket.
And this is actually something posted up on our forums. We'll make sure to throw the link up in the show notes. The report of fake.
It's called
Final
Fishing.
Final Fantasy XI websites.
Next.
Okay. Yes, phishing. They have
phishing,
an invitation of ours.
Yeah, basically what happens is someone sends you a link to visit a website that will ask you for credentials of some flavor, whether it be username, password. In this case, it might be your login information. Yeah, your Play Online ID.
The details of this aren't mentioned on Play Online, but we do have a little bit of this on our forums. It sounded like people were messaging players and, like, talking about, if you want to complain about GMs or something, go here.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of weird. Like, you put in your information and you download some kind of, like,
I would hope that everybody listening would never give away their Play Online ID and password.
You know what that was? If people were really, like, complaining about GMs, it was probably a rogue GM who's like, I got laid off.
F
this economy. I'm taking you down, Square.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is not a new technique. In fact, the job that I actually got laid off for, like, last October, that's what I was doing for the bank. I was the administrator for phishing attacks. And so I would, like, you know, shut down
the website. I'm, like, picturing, like, you know those, like, fish that, like, jump out of the water? Like, I'm picturing, like, someone going down the river on a boat and a fish,
remember,
like, fish, like,
with,
flying,
like,
up and, like, smacking someone
with the magnet on it? And you had to catch
yes.
the fish?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that game.
I
want to play
that right now. Wow. Okay.
Fight people over that game. That was my fish.
All right. So, anyways, don't give anybody your Play Online ID password. That's basically...
No employee of Square Enix will ever ask you for your login information, etc., etc., etc.
Unless you contact Play Online, then they'll ask you.
Yes. Only
if you're not talking to somebody on the phone.
If you call Play Online, they will ask you your Play Online ID, your mother's
name,
your father's name,
first grade teacher,
all that stuff.
Number.
Oh my gosh.
likes, dislikes.
The color of the hand turn-ons. Turkey you made and
Yeah. And if you don't know any of that, if you don't know one thing that they're asking you, you won't get what you want from them. All right. So that's it pretty much for Play Online news. So under community news, Extra Life seats. Yeah, talk about that.
We do have a little bit of Extra Life news. It's coming up here pretty quick. We're going to start auctioning off the seats for the lock-in at the Timbuktu Cafe. Once those get put up, I think we're talking about doing that with eBay. We'll put something up on the site. Lemon Break Radio will probably also have that up first. So for Extra Life information regarding the actual lock-in, make sure to check out lemonbreakradio.com.
Word. All right.
There you go.
You guys looking forward to Extra Life?
Yeah.
You said you're going, right?
Guess not.
Do it. Dooley, can you hear me? Dooley, come in, Dooley.
Hopefully.
That sounded pretty good, man.
Okay. That was
I want to go. Can I go,
superb.
Too?
You want to go?
Who's picking me up?
Oh, dude. I would have to, drive 8 hours to come and get you for a drive that would have taken me, 3 hours, maybe. Dooley, you gonna go pick up Chin?
Don't you scream at it.
Who's picking up Chin?
Jeez.
How could this happen?
We'll figure something out, Chin.
Right.
Alright. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. Everyone goes, right. Sure, yeah. We will.
Alright, so, yeah. PFA news from the forums. FusionX from the forums.
Dooley put this one up.
Oh,
only me.
Dooley from the forums.
Dooley.
It's you.
Dooley Grover.
Grover. Grover.
Grover.
Grover.
From the forums, Grover.
Oh, man. Grover. Okay, anyhow, from the forums. Only had a few little bits this time. But, of course, we have some discussion regarding the credit card issues, one of the bigger topics that's happened lately. There was a discussion regarding that on Dreams and Vanadio.
Okay, so what's the overall consensus on that? Like, what are people saying about that?
Some stuff about, the credit card issues. There was some interesting stuff, I believe it was on the wiki about... what was it? It was something about Gil.
Mm-hmm.
July update augments, stuff like that. Not a whole lot that is really kind of new and interesting. We are still looking for forum scouts.
Word.
We really, really need more forum scouts, or we won't be able to do from the forums anymore. So if you're interested, you can check out the website. The details are on there for anyone interested in participating in that.
Sweet.
If we don't get people, we just may open it up and then make it a public thing. So who knows?
Okay. I can dig
people.
It. I can dig it. All right. So
I got
there
more.
You go. Go ahead.
We got a couple of other things. We've got the post everybody's been reading about augments. There's one on Dreams and Vanadio that I've been scouring over about people's new augments since the past update on both things from Fields of Valor as well as the Fey weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of laughing about the little stuff and then drooling over some of the really good stuff. So,
anything noteworthy?
I think a lot of the noteworthy stuff has already come out pretty big. I've seen, some int on things like Weskits and stuff like that, and, there's the Thief Dagger I've been drooling over for a while that I haven't been able to get, and then people getting, minus stats on things, on, minus strength on their Hagen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, my link show got, like, added, like, what was it, plus 3 strength on a life belt.
Hmm.
That's not bad.
No, that ain't bad at all.
That's more than a potent dart.
It'd be worse.
Oh, let's see. Then we got from the Clopedia forums discussion on how you prefer making gil. And it says here kind of like the balance between like high gil with low odds, which would be like doing BCNMs, getting rare drops, things like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or kind of low gil with high odds, like steadily farming things or maybe crafting or gardening or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then this topic I actually read into a little bit, and I enjoyed reading it.
Really?
Did you guys hear that?
What was that?
That was my dog.
That was a
fur. I heard like ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
I thought it was like the Salvation Army Santa Claus or something.
Exactly. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. All right.
Well.
So
this one from the Lumen Break Radio forums, talking about the population on Odin, and as we all know, Odin's been closed for how long has it been now? Over a year?
Over
a while.
Like a year?
It's better, I think. Last we heard about it, they said it's probably about ready to be opened up again.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But some really good quotes from Viceroy in here, talking about how it seems like the low to mid levels on Odin are drying up. Like he'd be seeking for party for hours, and he would go to the zones like Valkyrm Dunes, and it'd be empty, like completely deserted. And
yeah, totally.
Everybody's doing in game, so of course in game's going to be really tough on a server with such high population and. I can imagine how that can be very problematic.
That happened. That's going on
there's,
Muhammad.
You know, there's
too,
a
man.
Very easy way to fix that. Merit in the dunes.
Merit in the dunes. No.
That was like all the talk when Sync came out. People was like, man, I'm going to get my 75 job and I'm going to merit in the dunes.
You know what? I actually did that first day of that update when Level Sync came out. I actually went out into the dunes.
And then you realize how crappy the dunes are. You're like, that's why I try to skip it.
I missed a weapon. I had to, like, I don't even know if I had double thrust or something. It was horrible. Like
that kind of stuff is happening on Bahamut, too. Like, you're noticing things. Like, I was leveling. We got a party and went to Garlage. And it was completely empty. There was nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody, no level 30 odd parties or nothing.
There's been like a mass quitting.
Yeah, you think?
Like a lot of people don't play anymore that were playing a few months ago.
What do you think is the reason for that?
Credit card issues, gardening bans.
On top of all that, seriously, I think it's just the lack of new content.
Yeah.
Like, sure, we have the Moogle thing and.
Well, I wouldn't say lack of new content because we've
lack
been
of new
getting
end game top content. Maybe
it's lack of like content that really gets you like pumped, like any exciting new content. Like okay, the Moogle add-on came out.
Whether you get like say you're doing salvage, whether you're getting drops or not, you can only do salvage so many times before you're sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that goes for anything. Like, I think the sky system is awesome, but I cannot stand to go up in sky anymore because I've done it enough.
Right.
Whether I need something or not, I'm not going to bother. I'd rather pay for it.
Well, see, this is kind of why I liked this particular topic because it brings up a lot of, interesting things because a lot of people don't think about it unless you're on one of those two servers.
Right, exactly.
So
I know
you're
exactly
from
Mora,
you're not going to have any idea about, But
like, on either one of the closed servers, try to sell some lobby gear and see how long it takes to sell it.
Oh,
like,
man.
People aren't buying low gear. It's rough business. It affects the economy and everything.
Yeah.
I personally know, of people that have quit just because they want to take a break and start fresh in 14.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't like 14, they're just done.
Right.
They don't plan on coming back.
I think 14 has definitely got people, rethinking how much time you know, they're willing to invest into right. 11 right now. You know?
And I mean, and we saw that, you know, when the announcement was first made, and, you know, the other week we had another batch of information that came out. So it's kind of like, you know, those feelings are kind of coming back a little bit after there was time
for it. It's like, this is looking like I could really play this game that's coming out.
Yeah, the problem is,
spend an hour a night doing LS events.
The problem is there's nothing we can do about it. You know? Can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
I think maybe that could be one of the reasons why Square waited so long to tell us anything about this, you know, project that they're doing.
That would make a lot of sense.
Because they wouldn't want, they don't want people jumping ship waiting for it, you know, because they want you to be paying monthly, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
So.
Just to close up on the article, Tele pulled out a little quote from Viceroy. It says, "It sounds strange, but it almost seems like I'm calling out for noobs. In a way, I suppose that's true. Odin is basically turning into a world full of veterans, and while that might sound really exciting, on the whole, it's not, really."
No.
And I can understand that. I mean, it's probably stressful enough as it is if you're in endgame trying to compete against, you know, 20,000 Ling Shells.
Right.
I can imagine what their Dragon's Aerie looks like.
Oh, God.
Yeah, if you had to close the server, it's not... There's not, like, 30 people in there.
Some guy logs into the Aerie, thinks he's in Whitegate. He's like, why can't I get to the auction house? Like, I'm in the right spot. There's all these people here.
There are positive things that are involved with being on closed servers. Like, for instance, a lot of the people that you see only the same people, so you get to know more people.
Well, that would be
than
the same if you're
coming and going.
I mean,
well, I don't know. No. I think
the biggest difference for a closed server, and I can tell you this from experience since I've moved, is RMT tells. That's it. Everything else is really, you know, population and more people here and there aside, like, the only huge difference is going to be that you won't be getting RMT details if you're on Odin or Bahamut.
Yeah, that's true. That's really I haven't gotten anything, but I didn't get a whole lot, you know, when the server was open, so...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think back then I got RMT details. When
every so often, they weren't very frequent, but I did used to get them on Bahamut, and... You know, after the closest servers, there was nothing. But, you know, now that I've been out of Sura, I'll get, you know, 3, maybe 4 a day.
Really? That much?
Oh, yeah. I can own more than that, I'd say.
Really?
It depends
well,
on what time of the month it is.
Alphabet, so.
Yeah, I'm way up there in the list. But, I mean, really, after a mass banning, like, you won't get anything. You might go a whole day or two without anything. And then by the end of the month or so, you'll be getting them. I get them maybe... twice an hour, maybe.
Really?
It's crazy. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a lot. Oh, I guess that's a cool
I've
thing
gotten,
that I don't
like,
have to worry
about. I've gotten, like, 3 within 5 minutes.
That has also happened.
Mm-hmm. You're like, what?
I've had the same guy message me before. Like, he'll message me, and then, you know, a little while later, it's, like, the same guy.
He went through the list what? Once. He's going back
There's,
through.
It's something, yeah. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Anyhow.
All right.
I think that's it from the forums this time.
Cool. All right, that's it for PFA News. Let's go into Radio XI News. He says, she says, right. Number 13 is out.
Yep.
What's up to?
Says, Tamtu and Soraya return from their vacation and get straight back into the flow of things. What stories and questions loom in the tree?
Shout out to Tamtu and Soraya.
And the tree.
You guys are cool.
And the tree, yes. Shout out, Tree. What's up?
What
tree.
It is? Tree?
What up, Tree?
OMG, Tree. Have my babies.
Wow. Also tree for Radio XI News, over at LBR, they are planning... Let me take a breath here. The Limit Break Radio Spectacular Semi-Annual Platinum Extravaganza Edition Colin Bonanza Special Volume 2 Electric Bugbear Boogaloo.
Whoa.
And this is going to be streamed live on Radio XI Friday, August 28th at 5 Eastern and Saturday, August 29th. Did I say August 28th the first time?
I believe you did.
Okay.
Boogaloo?
Boogaloo.
Nice.
And Saturday, August 29th, starting at 12 p.m. Eastern. There may be more time that Saturday, August 30th. So it'll be a call-in show. You'll be able to, you know, get in there, ask questions and make comments and all that kind of stuff. So you can head over to limitbreakradio.com for more information on that.
Cool. All right. That's actually it for news.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's usually you have like the big version update, and then, you know, it goes by like a week, week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, and then
and we're still
like,
talking about
there's a little
it
bit of something, you know, like there's just something out there.
Yeah.
But with this past update, it was like there was the update, and then there was some news like right after that, and now it's like an even longer, just kind of, you know, no update. So
they're working on 14. All right, player achievements, Chinchilla.
Word.
Over to you, Chinchilla.
Thanks, Steak.
Jeez.
Fusion, I hate your little, like, first post. I'm always like, Fusion did nothing.
Yo, I talk about my stuff on the show.
Word?
Yeah.
And plus,
yeah.
I posted in the beginning of the week, so it's kind of hard for me to talk about what I did. You know.
Okay, Gojaz, who started playing the game again after 2 years as a thief.
Hey, welcome back.
They always come back.
I know, right?
Wow, Kissfork got his matcha slops.
Nice.
One what? For 55.
What?
That
welcome
sounds about right.
Final Fantasy XI.
Easily, that's... I hate that zone. Aronis.
Dang it, Aronis.
Nasty Clear. Glacier Access, nice.
Cool.
I got Fan Dance and No Foot Rise.
Nice.
And 2 Reverse Flourish. And great. Then Red Mage 7, Shady Face.
Law Dancer.
Jensen.
Shut up.
Face Palm Sobro. Fight. Bye bye 10K. I don't know what that means.
Apparently he bought
his
pop item and didn't get it.
Oh,
from
I get
what
you.
It sounds like, I guess.
Scala to 35. And sublimation is like if you wrapped Christmas, Easter, all 8 days of Hanukkah, and a small child's dream of being a superhero rolled into one big cluster Udia of awesome with a dash of Thanksgiving. Okay, Halloween can come too.
Wow.
What?
I concur. The message is authentic. Yellow Mage got White Mage to level 40. It's a lot of magery. Sevo Kevo got Dirk the 73.
Nice.
His Club of Trials. Got Black Halo, obviously. Got his Spear of Trials. And he's going to try to get 75 before his birthday, which is on the 31st.
We're don't go rushing in to get Impulse Drive. It's like if you're really bored,
it's
then
not
go
worth
for
your
it
time.
No. Even when the devs were developing it, they're like, this is going to suck. Why are we making this?
Okay, I am Victor. Got War Monk Sam Dark Nin from 37 to 40. Nice.
Nice.
Dirk 75. One more pet job down. Fusion gets claim on motivation for decision.
Wow.
Nice.
I shouldn't have even read that.
Fusion's ego goes up by 0.2.
Yeah. Please do not encourage Fusion X.
The sign,
ladies
on
and
the
gentlemen.
The sign on the website, do not feed the Fusion X's ego.
Invincible Moron got Summoner to 42 and got his Sorcerer's Gloves. Nice.
Ooh, very cool.
Page number 2. Koenig got his Denali Kicks for his core for about 2 months of doing Nizzle.
I still need that.
Still very stuck cool on floors 6 to 10 at the moment.
So that's- am I. No. I'm not. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, you're on 0 to 5.
No, no, no. I'm on 11 to 15. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Kindle joined an H&M link shell by the name of ATG against the grain and killed his first H&M down Fafnir.
Nice.
Love me some Fappy. Aisha killed BB1 with a pickup group. Awesome. And got the win. Getting very close to Ethereal Earring. Leveled Derg from 9 to 31 and loving it. Insert McDonald's jingle here. Word. Capped Elemental Magic Merits 8 of 8. Zarkabard passed Pet Camp for the win. I still haven't been to the Pass Glacier or the Pass Zarkabard. But
no?
I know, so.
Are you. Dude, go do that right after we're done.
Nah.
Just zone in.
No.
And then get aggroed by a dragon.
Alright, one more. Einwall. E-I-N-W-O-L. Does that sound right? Einwall?
Yeah.
Finished COP. Got a Rogers ring. Champion.
Nice.
11 for 15 on Matt's cap. Derg, Dark, Monk, War left. Chose Derg to take up next. Go for a Derg. Soloed rank. Mission Windy, 6-1 and 6-2. Go Red Mage. Got an in-game mom. That's a little creepy.
An in-game mom?
Yeah.
How do you obtain an in-game mom?
Well, she advises and looks after him.
In-game
little,
adoption?
Lil Angel on Cerberus.
Dude, I need a mom. Taro.
That's role-playing to a whole other level I didn't need to know about, I think.
Does she give you, like, an allowance and stuff? Because, like, I could really use an in-game mom.
Word, especially if
anybody out there wants to be my in-game mom, let me know. Because I'll totally, like... Never mind. Keep going.
Never mind.
Oh, jeez.
Heck yeah, song.
That's it, yo. That's it. We're done.
All right. In-game! All right. No guests this week, so ladies first. Chinchilla, what have you been doing?
My Nizul group, we've been doing a few runs every Sunday. We got up to 55, so that was pretty sweet.
Sweet. Do you have the clear on Nizul?
I did on Chin.
Oh, okay, word.
Did some salvage. We've been, like, botching Zion Remnants for some reason. I'm not sure how or why, but they've been, like, fail runs. Let's see. Did some...
Wind tunnel.
We did some of that, true. But we like to call it Dynamis Volcrum. All we really got was a Cleric's Belt and a Warrior Stone, which is good for the Cleric's Belt, but kind of blew to not get anything else. Did some more Oreos and BV2s. The little payout bank things up to like 15 mil, and I've still got like 8 Mantials to sell, so that's pretty sweet. We lost 2 tier 3 Einar jars on Sunday and Wednesday. We got Behemoth both times.
Now, did the bosses stay in their cages this time?
Or at least you didn't have 2 bosses.
Yeah, exactly.
Good point.
No, oh, the horror!
Twice in a row now, we've gotten like 3 waves on a tier 3. And like, I know you're usually supposed to get like at least 2, sometimes 3, but like the third wave is always like 2 ridiculous mobs. Like, what was it last time? Marids and bats or something. You know, all that is an erase fest on the bats.
Right.
Ooh,
attack down! Attack down! Erase! Erase! Suna! Suna! Erase! Other than that, man, I got my red mage to 25. And my summoner to 57. We're doing like a small LS summoner burn to finish people's sub jobs and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool.
Nice.
That's pretty much it. Oh, we did a JOL.
Yeah?
No Novio, but we did get the Torque, which is always good.
Of course you did.
We get a Torque every... I don't think we've done a JOL and not got a Torque. Yes.
Man.
Hate you.
But we haven't seen a Novio since January.
I need to get C. Dang it. Like, real bad.
Oh, you can't be far. What are you on COP-wise?
Or are you?
Oh, that's easy, dude. You can do that.
Well, I actually started leveling Black Mage so that I could get a pickup to do or you, and I haven't done it.
Word. Oh, that's pretty...
Yeah, because your Black Mage might actually be, like, capped or skilled up all the way at that level.
I'm almost skilled up all the way anyway at 75.
Mm-hmm.
Biatch.
Oh, biatch.
Oh, snap.
Son!
My Black Mage is getting pretty well geared. I'm not gonna lie. Well, depends on what you call pretty well, but... Because there
black
are different...
cape plus 1.
There are different levels with Black Mage.
What are you talking about? There are different levels
with everybody.
Because like you can have good, you can have good gear, and there's still better stuff to get.
No, there
isn't. It never stops with Black Mage.
Yes, it does.
Well, like, okay, you can have really good gear, and let's say you don't have, like, HQ staffs. That's something you can work on. Or, like, you have an elemental torque. You can get an enfeebling torque, and it's better.
You don't need an elemental torque.
Well, it helps.
No, it doesn't. Yes, well, maybe for skilling up. I don't know how skill ups work, but there's nothing you should need.
But, like, you could have diamond rings, and you can... There are snow rings that are better than that. You know,
yeah, but there's
like,
nothing better than a snow ring.
Two snow rings.
An
augmented snow ring.
But still, there's still an end.
Well, yeah, but that... It'd be like 2 million or more in...
Weren't we going for like the shortest episode here?
Anyways. All right, so Dooley, what have you been doing?
Well, you know, I should probably just do my update with Fusion X because we're together. I mean, we're not together, but
in the same thing.
We're partners.
They're happy and they're singing and they're brothers.
Dun, 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 dun. Give me a high five.
Jeez.
But, actually, because you're more forgetful, Fusion X, you should probably go first, and I'll like pick up where you slack.
Ouch! All right.
The forgetful Derg. Lol.
Yeah. Did some Nizalile, which actually went really well. We did 2 floor 80 runs. We had a Galliard body and an Askar body drop.
Wow.
And I lost
the
lot.
Did you get the Askar?
Lost it. I was like, you know, it's like I don't hate the guy for getting it, but it's just like, damn. I let it like a 2-something. It was bad. But that's cool. I mean, well, I'll get it eventually. But you know, getting 2 body drops that aren't Denali in a row, that's pretty good. What else did I do this week? There's really not a whole lot.
Wings of the Goddess missions.
Oh yeah, we did Wings of the Goddess missions. And
we got your Corsair hat.
Got my Corsair hat. And what else
See?
Did I do?
This, I don't,
See, this is what
Corsair
I need. I need a minion to remember what I do every week.
No, I think I did because I needed to get it to 60 to wear the hat. Yeah, so my Corsair is 60 now. I need to get it to 61 so I can get my trailer's knives and my dancer's roll, so...
Well,
Dancer's roll is actually pretty damn good.
That can be a good roll. Like if I'm in a party of summoners and they're getting their rears handed to them, I'm not sub white mage, so I can just throw up Dancer's roll.
Can't they just cure themselves?
They could.
That pulls a little too much hate.
Lazy bastard.
Right. See, it's a way to eliminate some hate issues.
Yeah, sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you did?
Not that I can remember or am aware of.
What else did he do, Julie? Tell us. We know you know.
I honestly don't remember. This whole Plague Pass week is just kind of a blur.
Wow, well, stop drinking.
It's all the Mountain Dew. It's getting to me.
Yes, Mountain Dew.
He's tweaking.
What? Oh my gosh.
What the hell?
I'm a little tired, dude.
All right. Dooley, what about you, man?
Oh, we...
You did all that.
I did all that. I was the one who got the...
You got Corsair to 60?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
It was like I was in a level, 59 party, and, the Sinky leveled up, so I leveled up to 61. That's how I did it.
The Sinky.
Sinky.
Nice wordage.
But I was the one who got the Goliard body, so
woo! Champion.
We had two other pickup people.
Body.
We had 4 from our link show and 2 pickup people. And I lotted a 200 240 and I'm like, ugh, I'm not gonna win this.
Yeah.
The other guy lotted 236 and the other person lotted 220 something. I was like, damn.
It was pretty close.
That's pretty sweet.
The guy who got the Askar was someone from our shell, so that's not so bad. He's got a couple jobs leveled. But I'm doing them for you, Fusion X. That's why I'm doing those 80s. Well, we'll get it eventually.
Yeah. And then we have to do ACP.
Lol, ACUP.
Well, anyhow, yeah, we did those Wings of the Goddess. I really enjoyed the cutscenes at the end.
Yeah.
For anyone who hasn't progressed through it, spend a little extra time on one of the quests, and you'll make quite a bit of money.
Really? What quest?
Wait, what?
Or not quest, but one of the missions. It's one where you gotta like run around Sandy and talk to people.
Oh.
But, well, they give you like an item that's, actually I think all items listed that the possible rewards are used in the Life's Gobby Bag quest, and I ended up getting a molybdenum ingot or whatever.
Molybdenum.
And then the second place is like the O ingot, so.
Okay.
You can get angel skin orb, junk like that. It's pretty sweet.
And you know, they did that when Wings first came out there, too, when they had the new Gobby Bags, the, some of the
Angel Stone
and had, yeah, Angel Stone
Adam
and Death Stone.
And,
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet. They're really helping out because they're making these quests really expensive, so I'm glad they're trying to find ways to sneak in those items. Because, I mean, heck, getting the angel skin is hard enough for the sense that we use them for like Pekka. And then it's like, oh, we need angel skin orbs to upgrade, you know. Mm-hmm. And to me, the extra inventory space is well worth it.
Absolutely.
I'm crunching for space.
Yeah.
I hate crunching for space.
Did salvage. Let's see. We've been working on Turtle again. You know, after we got Turtle for one person, we need to get Turtle for another. And I don't think we'll be messing with Turtle.
Am I not turtly enough for the Turtle Club?
Turtly.
Are you going to want that body of slave fusion? Because if so, I'm going to have to punch it in the face.
Wait, what?
I'm tired of Turtle. I said, are you going to
I don't need Usu body for anything.
Yo, SSR is about as fun as a burnt stick jabbed in your eye.
Or lotion with sand in it, or, you know.
I don't.
Jekka is evil.
I don't like BZ, and I don't really like Arapico too much. But
I don't like anything that doesn't drop what I want.
Which is no salvage zone, because the drop rates are...
Yeah, exactly, right.
So, we've been doing Turtle a lot and not getting anything.
Stop saying Turtle.
Turtle.
Turtles!
We ended up getting, we ended up on one of the runs getting, was it Double Morgan's body off the boss?
The one we had done before that, the same boss, we had the Double Ares body. So, yeah. I mean... That ain't bad.
I would like Morrigan's.
That was pretty sweet. Which finished a Morgan body for someone.
Fail mage.
Just have to get the, you know, 10 to 14 mil to pay for it, Stig.
I would like a Morrigan.
It's up to like 16 or 18 on Carby.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, there's more ways to get this stuff, so let's
end up getting the,
like,
the last Ares body piece, and I'm not going to have money. Like, 14 will come out, I'll just be like, yeah, I'm done.
And done.
Last night we did a run, where I ended up getting a 35 piece.
Nice.
Very awesome.
And
35, Usu legs, which, were on the list to go to Fusion X, who could not attend the run.
Fusion X was busy doing other podcast things.
So, yeah. Fusion X. One run that Fusion
X sucks,
to,
man. I'm sorry.
And you know what's worse? Not that I'm like...
That's just how Salvage works, though.
This
like,
is the second time this has happened.
That's just Fusion X. That's what happens when you
before,
miss.
Before I moved on Bahamut, when I would do Salvage with my Link Shell, every so often they'd be like, oh, let's, you know, it wasn't really like a set scheduled. So every so often they'd go do it. And I would always go when they did it. And there was one time I was busy doing some other stuff. I'm like, no, I'll pass this time. Level 35 Ares legs dropped.
Double.
Same thing. No, level 35.
Oh.
I say? Level 35
I was like,
Ares.
Hey, was the
and now last night, Duel's like, Econ's like, no, you know, I gotta get this stuff finished. And it's like, all right. He's like, hey, level 35 Usu dropped. I'm just like, damn it. So one of these days I'll get them. So
I didn't really want them, but. Like, nobody else would take them.
Yes, you,
so
yeah.
I was like, they're 35s, right. I'll take them, and they're pants.
Way to rub
so
it I'll, in, dude.
So I'll actually upgrade them because I got a 35 piece, and it's like a a cornerstone for me. I'm like, ah, first 35, even though it's not really something that was on my list, I'll take it.
And I mean, the 15 is 100% drop from an NN, and we've already seen the legs drop from the other boss, so it's, it won't be too hard to finish up.
Yeah,
how
next time.
You guys
next boss we'll do, we'll get the double leg drops.
Ward, what do you do? One of each zone?
No, we just
do whoever needs
what people need.
Yeah.
We kind of have like a point system, and then whoever has the highest amounts of point like decides the run for the one piece they want, and then we like pick up every enemy on the way. So kind of everybody has a chance to get whatever.
It actually works really well.
Yeah, it does. Well, like we've got like this show's got like 50-something
completed
pieces.
Yeah, and I mean we've been getting stuff too. It's not like, I mean, my old shell, we would go and be like, all right, let's try and kill this, and you know, I think I beat maybe two bosses with my other shell over, you know, since Salvage came out to, you know, up till, you know, a couple months ago before I had moved, and you know, we've already done a couple bosses in here. We've been getting drops from NMs. I mean, it's just it's really, really nice to be able to do Salvage and have it not suck.
It's also, look, I think this is my first time actually doing Salvage with like 6 to 7 people instead of when we used to do it with 11, 12, yeah, or maybe an alliance. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like a disaster waiting to happen, that many people.
I like going straight to do a boss and having like full gear.
But that's really cool too, because with, you know, only having like a party of people, you know, everybody needs to you know, have their stuff like down. And to just, you know, go in with a group of people that, you know what's up, know what's going on. It's really a lot of fun. So
we did.
We all started off naked. So I mean,
we did Limbus, and we got. We're like,
we went to Omega. That's what we did.
We did. But we got a new Omega set. So
yeah, we do.
We had one given to us.
Yeah, shout out to Sully for that.
Heck yeah. And we're like one zone away from having an Ultima pop too. So
dude, I would hope so, man. We've been doing so many Apollyon runs since I've,
because Carby's a bastard.
We've done like one Temenos since I've moved to Asura.
Well, I'm thinking we're probably going to do the one zone to finish our Ultima set for a while, because a lot of people I've been doing recently, because a lot of people actually want like items in that zone.
Yeah.
Because, you know, most people do like Temenos, you know, so many times, or Apollyon so many times, they've got the items and had them for like half a year.
Yeah.
Not doing the other side, so. I haven't really been doing that much on game. I just log on, do events, and then like either FOV or log off for the rest of the night. So I don't have a whole lot to talk about other than like Salvage and Limbus.
We need to set up a schedule for some Moblin action.
I want to try that BC.
We need to try it again. You know, you can't get the goblin killed in the first 2 minutes. If we could avoid that, that would be good.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have failed to have the shortest episode of PFA.
I didn't see that coming.
Sorry.
Yep,
I bet you there were people like thinking at the beginning of the episode, like, "No, don't make it short." I know there are. I know there's lots of people like, "No, make it long." What else, Dooley? Anything else?
That's it,
Dooley.
All right, I'll go. I got back from vacation on Saturday, which is a free day for my new Link show. So, and I was just completely exhausted. Sunday, we did Sky, and I did Sky for the first time. I had been to Sky before, but I'd never done anything there. And, like, you know.
What'd you do?
We did Kieran twice.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Genvu.
What job did you go as?
Black Mage.
Aw,
Kieran twice. Genvu twice. Suzaku and Siryu. Just, like, just tore it up. And these mighty gods that the prophecy speaks of are not really that mighty. Like, they're really quite.
They were
like,
4 years ago,
we,
man.
We took down Kieran in like 1 minute flat. It was just like, just owned.
Oh, you TP burned it?
Yeah.
You know, I've actually never TP burned Kieran before.
It's like so.
It's kind of a pain because you can mess it up pretty easily and get a summon.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's so hard about this? Like, you know, like I've heard you guys talk about doing Kieran and having it take, like, so long, and, you know, Kieran can pop the all the other gods, and it can just be really messed up, and we just went in there, bing, bang, boom, bang, boom, he's dead, and, you know, like, it's, like, so easy, it's ridiculous.
Wait, you were on Black Mage for a TP burn also?
Well, I didn't do anything, I just kind of stood there as they...
Stig was leveling up his dark magic. He was casting bio on it.
I didn't do anything for the Kieran. I did nuke Genbu and the others. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I don't know. It was cool because, like, I got points for, you know, myself for Sky, and, you know, I can go ahead and bid on stuff.
You know, Stig, I remember when samurais would equip swords to spirits within gods. Because they were that hard.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That was a long
time. Genbu was no joke, man. Genbu was serious business.
Dude, we were hopping on top of Genbu and riding him around. Dude, it was like not
Yeehaw,
even...
turtle ride.
It wasn't even hard. Like, it was so easy. He did bite me, though. I burst two'd him and it came
and what did it do, like, 3 damage?
He bit me on my face. No, it actually did quite a bit of damage, but... It was funny. I don't know. We had a lot of fun, and this link shell is really cool. There's a lot of people in it. I don't know, like, Chin, your link shell is, like, not that many people, right? Like, you keep it at, like, 20-some-odd people, isn't that?
Yeah, 20 is the max. We actually, that was something I wanted to say about my endgame is, I pearled, like, 5 people.
Really? See, ours
all
is, like...
All black mages.
Ours is, like, huge. Like, we've got, like, 50 people, probably. I don't know. Like,
what? Really?
A lot of people, yeah. It's a lot of people.
That's
and they're
a lot
still,
of people.
And they're still recruiting, as far as I know. But, I don't know. But, yeah, it's really fun. I mentioned that I'd got my Moldavite earring. That was really awesome. I had been wanting
you
that.
You need to just come to Carby and I'll take care of you, Stig.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Fusion but, left,
dude,
yeah,
I'm
he
so excited.
Love you no more.
I'm so excited. Like, they went to do, like, Dynamis Zarkabar today, and I was kind of mad because I wanted to do that, but I don't have Zark access yet. But yeah. Having a really good time with the Link Shell. I started leveling Red Mage again. Because even though I don't really like Red Mage, I hate playing Red Mage, but I want to finish it. Mm-hmm. I'm like at 52 or 53.
Oh, man, it's so much more fun once you're 75.
I know, that's what
like, if
what
I could convince everyone to level Red Mage, like, the world would be a better place.
I don't know, it's just like Red Mage can do so many different things. When I get into a party, I don't really, like... It's hard to grasp what, you know, my role is.
You do it
you
all.
You have to
that's
do everything.
I know.
That's
I just like.
Pretty much it.
I just start refreshing and hasting and just I don't know.
Throw on a dagger, throw up end fire, and go to town.
Go to town.
That's right.
Oh, I'm gonna equip all my enhancing gear, and it's gonna do +18 damage like a champion.
Oh. But yeah. Just enjoying the link shell.
Well, good for you, man. I'm glad you're.
Yeah, dude. This is like epic to me. Like, because I don't know. This is stuff that I've wanted to do for like 6 years now. You know, to get into a endgame link shell and fight gods and do Dynamis and stuff like that. This is really exciting for me.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of people are like leaving the game because you know this and that and the other thing, but. Like, for me, I guess I'm fortunate enough to be in a spot where, like, I can really enjoy the game, so.
Well, that's one thing that kind of keeps the game, like, fun for me, too, I think, is, like I told you, we pearled a few people. One of them, we did, like, an Oreo, and we did it in 16 minutes. And this guy was just like, oh my god. He's like, I've done this plenty of times, but it usually takes,
how did
like,
you guys do that in 16 minutes?
16 minutes is pretty damn good.
We nuke it on the first flight, and we don't stop.
Wow.
So lands, we sleep it, it goes back up, we nuke it again. Forced landings in about 20 seconds every time.
Jeez.
That's how we do.
There used to be a link shell.
I gear my people, man, so they don't... you know, like you see these Link Shells who are all like talking smack and stuff. You
they
know,
have their like one Aegis Paladin and all their DDs are still wearing like scorpion harnesses.
Yeah, and their black mages are wearing like crap.
Flora Coda Harde or something.
Like that's half the reason I'm doing like these payout things is so people can buy like the HQ gear that they need to make them better.
Like, see, Chin, you guys have
just the rare X crap you get from stuff. Like, people, if you expect people to spend all their time doing events, maybe not all, but a lot, then you have to also help them make some cash.
Heck yeah, dude.
See, Chin, you guys got a bunch of black mages. We ended up getting a few extra people for Limbus, and he's like, well, I got black mage if you need that. Do you guys do a lot of mana burn stuff? I'm like, we have one black mage. He's like, well, how do you take care of things you don't melee? I'm like, we summon or burn it.
Sure. Hello, big fly.
No, Fusion pretends to be useful on Dancer, and you just stick Garuda on it.
Yeah, it's like, I fight alongside like 80 Garudas, man. I am good.
Oh,
and I take zero from like Astral Flow.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was great that one time. All the Garuda's dead, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, what happened?
Where'd you guys go?
I'm totally like considering taking our next pop and like summon or burning Omega because that would be fun.
And you we don't have to worry about
no, next no one because we're doing that later.
What's
this
it called? You need to record that if you do it because I would love to see that. Like, there's got to be someone who can.
Is
run
there is there a level cap on Limbus?
A level cap? You like mean like a minimum level?
Yeah.
And Limbus,
I'd assume
I don't think so.
If there is one, I'd assume it's 65, but I'm not positive.
I'm pretty sure there's not, because I think we took someone very underleveled into Limbus once, just for the heck of it.
Right.
Just for gits and shiggles?
How did they?
I would say my Corsair might even be decent for that, instead of me just coming on Dancer or something. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll find out in due time.
Yeah,
in due time.
All in
and
due time.
If you can run Fraps and like record it, that would be awesome.
I'll think about it.
Because
you're a Corsair, it's not like you're going to be that busy. You'd be the cameraman.
Yeah. Right.
Speaking of being the cameraman, I did do some like recording for the Link Show when we went up in the sky. I'm going to do a compilation video for him.
Right.
All right. Let's move up. This was sweet. See, I had in-game this week, huh?
Look at you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, big time.
So proud. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Into our emails.
All right.
The emails. All right. First email comes from Broken Sleeves, and this email is literally a wall of text.
Sweet.
But, yes. He's talking about a Nizel run that he did. He says he just got out of Dynamis, he wasn't really feeling good in real life, and he got a party to do floor 96 to 100. I guess it started off really rocky, but then they got Chimera.
Word.
And it said, says Chimera. It was a rough fight from the beginning because both myself and the White Mage are low on MP, but we don't have time to wait. I guess they got it down to 3%, and the White Mage and him was standing there, not able to do anything but attempt to recover some MP, and I guess they finally killed it, and the Elder Staff, which is the Scholar Weapon, dropped to him on their way out as they were getting kicked out of the arena for running out of time. So, awesome. It sounds very exciting. I wish I could be so fortunate. Congratulations to Broken Sleeves. So, it says, sorry for such a long email, but I felt this was needed to be mentioned so that fellow players don't give up hope when all seems lost.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good time.
Dun, 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 dun.
Sorry I couldn't read the whole email. We were trying to go for the shortest episode, but
we failed.
We failed that already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so next email is Fusion. Go ahead.
All right. This one comes from Capo from the Titan server. He says, I just heard about a weird twist on RMT Tells. A friend of mine said that a probable RMT, you know, level one character, Bastok Mines, sent him a tell requesting to buy his gil. And by this, I mean the RMT was offering to buy gil from my friend.
Entrapment. It's Square Enix. They're trying to get people.
Unfortunately, I did not receive the tell myself, or I would have screenshotted it. I'm sure it's just yet another scam to steal an account, or hell, even some sort of identity theft. Maybe have any of you heard of this before? Just figured I'd bring up the subject for discussion. Thanks, keep up for the good work. Take care, Capo. Titan server.
Seems...
P.S. Looking forward to Orzopedia Podcast Episode 1, and I'll talk about that a little bit before the end of the show.
It seems really bold for an RMT to just like
this isn't
people.
Anything new. I mean, you know, you've been able to sell guild to these sites before.
But like actually having them say, hey, let me buy your guild?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never
yeah.
heard of that before.
They offer, what was it, someone on the Link show got a couple of tells like that, and they said they offer like $7 per mil. I'm like, and then you turn around and sell for 40.
You get the tell for like
No. You get banned.
Well, you know what it is.
And you're like,
I sold my gil and all I got was this.
So
they lose a lot of their income, and so they're like, hey, we'll pay you for gil, and then we'll make it like, you know, triple to quadruple. It's like GameStop. It's like, we'll give you, you know, $2 for, you know, your Resident Evil 5 game, and then we'll, you know, like turn around and sell it for like 55.
Yeah.
Wow.
They do.
It's true.
They do. Yeah.
I don't understand why people would sell gil, because it's not, you're hardly getting anything for it. What's the point? Plus, you're going to get banned anyway, because they're going to catch you. They're going to catch you.
There are probably very few people that actually sell the gil, and if they do, it's people that have more gil than brains. Or someone with an
quitting the game with no intent of coming back.
If anybody out there is just got gil burning a hole in their pocket, you can send it to Steakums, care of Steakums Moogle on the Bahamut server.
I will be
glad to take it off your hands, and I promise that it will all go to good use.
Yes, not to gil buyers.
Exactly. Alright.
Yes, please send all your gil to Stake. He needs help on getting his black mage.
I need gil too now.
My black mage really is.
Fusion and I could use some Ares bodies, you know? We could use some money for
there we go.
My black mage is not gimp anymore. Not like it used to be.
Don't lie.
Do you have HQ staves?
I don't have any HQ staves.
Gimp. Dude, even I have an HQ stave. Come on, Stake.
You have an HQ staff, not a stave.
Stave, whatever.
Which one do you have?
Aquila?
Ice. Yeah.
Yeah, figures. The cheapest one.
Hey, I still have...
That's okay, that's like the first one.
I mean, I do use Ice Shot more than the other one, so I
Ice Shot. I used Aquila for Ice Shot all the time, dude.
Yeah.
But,
Well, you can say what you want to, but my black mage is not that gimp.
Okay.
Alright, so who's got the next email? Let's see here.
I do.
Dooley, go ahead. Did you say gimp under your breath?
Oh, me? No, never.
You are... Okay, go ahead, Dooley.
Alright, this next one comes from Snow Shadow from Carbuncle. It says, hi, BFA crew. This is Snow Shadow from the Carbuncle server. I hope that you're all having a wonderful week and that you've been enjoying playing FFXI. I don't have much to write about this week, so here I go. I love you guys. Keep up the good work. Oh man, my ego is inflating.
I love me too.
I love you too.
Oh, show.
We love you, Snow Shadow. Alright.
And it goes on. And to Tila, who I believe mentioned this topic in last week's episode... I've named my Moogle as well. When I first started, I decided to name him Cookie, and now he and I are best friends.
Cookie.
Speaking of that, what would you other hosts of PFA name your Moogles? Okay, so that's all. Have a great week, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
His name is like Moogle. Like when I walk in, it just says Moogle. So I call him Moogle. Is that lame? I don't know.
If I had to actually give him a name,
his name
would be give him a monocle.
Mogsworth.
Samuel.
Or
Mr. Mogsworth.
Or
I thought I was gonna go all Wait, episode
did
without
you say,
something.
Did you say?
Oh, I did indeed.
What was it you said?
That's a name
for maybe a bit.
That's quite a name.
Oh my god! Will you guys stop? Oh my god! I can't write this fast enough.
If you said it's on air, would you have to blur out?
Yes.
Yes. I would have to make that determination.
Yeah. You would just do the whole thing.
I'm just gonna tape myself saying Fusion's mom, and instead of a Galka, I'm just gonna do that.
Fusion's mom.
That'd be
Fusion's
weird.
Mom. Fusion's mom. Fusion's mom.
This is the Fusion show. It's not the Green Fusion show.
Alright. This is my favorite show.
I refer to my Moogle as a number. He doesn't get a name. He's not that privileged.
You're like, yo, number 9,327.
Dude, he's like shackled to the wall somewhere. He can move far enough to like get to my storage and give me my armor, and that's it.
Well,
this is the show. It's not.
Oh my gosh.
It's not the show.
Oh man.
It's my favorite show because it's not my show.
All right, think of the contributors. Oh my gosh.
They're probably laughing there. But
yeah, they love
They
it.
Are probably even, laughing there. So.
Yeah, come on now.
If you'd like to become a contributor to Pet Food Alpha.
Shameless plug.
Pet Food Alpha.
Not a shameless plug.
It's not shameless, dude. There,
you
want to
hear
privilege.
Everything
we
just
no
counted or Fusion's
yes,
mom.
Yes, we do.
Fusion's mom.
Fusion's mom. Fusion's mom.
Fusion's mom. You should record all of us saying it, except for Fusion, and then edit it in with, like, different people.
Fusion's mom.
Be like, hey, Fusion's mom. Fusion's mom. Fusion's mom.
Even better, we should just use, instead of the Galka noise, it should be Shut Up, Joe. This is randomly man. In the episode.
All right.
Oh my god, Chin. Zeke's gonna hate you.
We're going, yeah.
Zeke hates us.
We're going to commercial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Just... No, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna stop.
That'd be not
I'm not gonna edit that. I'm not
this
editing that.
This is my
that.
Favorite show because it is my.
I don't know.
Show.
Like, so, see if I can find any of those now.
Show.
How about that Oars stuff, huh?
Yeah, that is
That's
all the emails.
Emails that we have this
so,
week.
So here, check this out. And we've mentioned this before. This past weekend, we recorded episode 1 of Aetherite Radio for Oarsopedia.com. It was myself, Aniro, and Shin talked about E3 a little bit, the official update of the Final Fantasy 14 website, and that episode will be out this week before Gamescom, which is going to be the 19th, where hopefully we'll get a little more 14 info. So make sure to check that out and let us know what you think. That is at oarsopedia.com.
And if you can't spell that, don't feel bad because I can't.
There's a button on our website. Can't miss it.
This is the Oarsopedia show. It's not the Oarsby show.
Wow. What is it you called it? Aetherite Radio?
Aetherite Radio. Yep.
Anthrax Radio.
Jeez.
All right. All right. That is our episode, ladies and gentlemen, for this week. And, our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com, as always. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
See ya.
Goodnight.
Everybody
settle
see
up.
You guys are fired.
You know, you have no one to blame but Fusion for starting.
Yep.